The Appalachian Institute at Wheeling Jesuit University just hosted a panel to discuss the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan. The new rule seeks to reduce carbon emissions in the U.S. 37% by 2030. The panel is one of many events the Appalachian Institute is offering designed to generate understanding about controversial and consequential matters in the state. The panel discussion was called Speaking Truth to Power. Panelists included Associate Professor of Law at West Virginia University and the Director of the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development, James Van Nostrand. He's worked over the years to explore viable scenarios in which West Virginia could comply with proposed federal guidelines.
We haven't done the analysis to show how we can get to 37% under the final rule, but based on our analysis of the proposed rule, it's doable. I mean, it's gonna cause disruption. The coal plants that we have are going to run less because we just need to have less, lower carbon emissions.
Van Nostrand ran through possible reactions to the rule, which include litigation, legislation, retaliation, and, as Van Nostrand was most apt to encourage, innovation.
We have the resources to scale up energy efficiency, to scale up co-firing with coal, scale up combined heat and power. And so I think it can be done, but it's going to be a different future.
Van Nostrand talked about this week's announcement by Governor Tomlin that West Virginia would be creating a compliance plan as opposed to simply retaliating with a just say no stance to the carbon regulations. A retired coal miner and the author of Unfit to Be a Slave, David Green, was the other panelist. He spoke about community coping mechanisms in the face of economic change. He says now more than ever, community members need to be critical thinkers, questioning all sources of information and decision makers.
A Greek playwright, Euripides, said, question everything, he said, and answer nothing. Now, I'm not sure you have to answer nothing, but I think questioning everything is a good starting point.
Green says being armed with knowledge of history, business realities, and the concerns of your neighbors are key to navigating paths forward in light of a major economic shift like the one we're seeing in the energy sector.
People can learn what they need to. They can get together. They have skills and knowledge. They have perception, a heart and soul. I mean, we could remake the world, but we really need a lot of people.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Ford in Wheeling.